want to welcome everyone out this morning. This is February the 27th and our regular session of Commissioners Court. This morning, Commissioner Gentry will give us an invocation and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Father, we thank you for this day. Most of all, Father, we thank you for the safety that you've given each of us, Lord, with the weather we've had this past week. We ask you, Father, for healing for those that are sick and for those that are hurting. We've had several losses in the county this past week, and we just ask you to be with those families. We ask you to be with each of us today and to help us make good, solid decisions based on what you would have us to do. We just thank you for your mercy, your Son Jesus, and for the hope of heaven. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item three is to consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion approved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barkley, second by Commissioner Gentry to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those minutes are approved. Item B are payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. 3C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
I abstain.
Three D are budget amendments.
I've got approved budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Barker to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. E are accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Barker to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. F is to accept a recording, auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county tax summary, racial profiling report from Constable Precinct 3, Northeast Texas Regional Mobility Authority audit for the year end September 30th, 2014, Upshur County Emergency Services District number 1 audit for year end September 30th, 2014.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Groves, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. And this is a copy of the ESD audit for y'all's office. There's one already in the record, but if y'all want one in your office. GR applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item four is discuss and take action on proposals for countywide phone system and/or proposals for maintenance on existing Mitel system. And the weather was so bad Monday, I was trying to get the agenda posted and have court. So I put this on the agenda, not knowing if anybody was ready for it yet.
I personally am not. I would like some more time.
I'm not ready, but I had I talked with Randy with y'all about a changeover time. And then I talked with Ed about how long it'd take, and you might want to tell the court, just in brief, what would that entail?
Well, we're looking at anywhere from 45 to 60 business days from start to finish. And until we can get in here and really look at situations that we possibly may get into as far as power, those types of things, you know, there may be some lead time in there. There again, you know, getting equipment in and that kind of stuff. So, but we should be in pretty good shape in that 45 to 55 business day.
When I talked with Randy, he said they would cut, probably do a cut on Friday and be rolling on Monday. Mm-hmm. But their difference here is that ETAs will be running all new wiring and a whole different system rather than just replace the phones. That's right.
And there again, we will be running, you're still up and running while we're doing this, because our system would be completely standalone, different than what you've got now.
I'm of the opinion, I've looked over the information, it's pretty thick. It's a lot of stuff from all of you that put performance in there. So I just feel like we've got time. I'd like to take more time.
Yeah, I'm with that too.
Tell you what, I'll wait on y'all, one of y'all to tell me, you know, when you're ready.
I'd ask to be here just in case y'all had any questions today to clarify anything, or the financing or the charges or
okay,
everything.
I'll just wait for y'all then to tell me when you want it back.
Thank y'all for coming again, man.
Yeah, if y'all have any questions or clarifications, you know, we'll be happy to do that now, or however you'd like for us to send that.
What's the biggest holdback to the IP phones?
Biggest holdback?
Yeah.
Well, one would be learning curve and adoption of the individuals, you know, because there are some slight differences, you know, as opposed to a traditional IP, or I mean a PBX type phone system. So there's a learning curve, and so when you apply the human nature to new things, then you got those that adopt it well, and you have those that are not. And I'm just being honest, because I deal with that with my company. Yeah. So there's that part of it. And, you know, like was stated in the previous meeting, there's more sensitivities to an IP phone system, because it brings out all the inefficiencies. If there's not good connections, if there's not a stable network, and if it's shared data and phone all trying to use the same bandwidth, there's sensitivities to that may come up, which is why we propose a completely separate wiring, so that gets eliminated. Yes, ma'am.
But we just upgraded our bandwidth, so that should not be an issue if we chose to go with
that. You upgraded your bandwidth as far as what we're delivering to you and handing off to you. But right now, you guys and your IT administration is responsible for the inside wiring and the switches and the equipment that is distributed within the building. Right. We may hand over to you a clean signal at the edge of the building, But what happens inside is difficult to predict. It's kind of like us, again, with the experience that we have when we hand the clean signal to a house that may have 50-year-old wiring. That's our issues because, hey, my phone doesn't sound good, my internet's not that good, because it's old wiring, and we have to go in there and help improve that.
But you're bringing in, you would be bringing in new wiring. So with
yes.
new wiring and updated and
yes, ma'am.
Extended
and I'm
bandwidth.
Being, and I'm just being very honest on what are all the different holdbacks, and I'm just being
right,
thorough on all that, and that's why we're coming in with new wiring system.
Yeah, but you mentioned bandwidth being an issue of not having enough, and I thought, well, if we have new wiring and we've already upgraded our bandwidth, we should be pretty good if that's
right.
the route we went.
And that'll be 7 months.
And you'll maintain all the wiring you put in, you'll maintain, correct?
Well, that's a good question on that. I think that's something that we could discuss further as far as the actual maintenance, because I'm not fully familiar with your current network maintenance agreements and what the responsibilities are there. So that's something that maybe we can add to or complement.
Yeah.
So that hasn't been.
Well, I'm not talking about the old wiring, just the new
okay,
the new wiring for the phone system.
Yes, sir, on the phone
yeah,
system.
Yeah, no, our old wiring, we understand.
Okay.
And just to be clear, the new wiring separating what you're trying to do, it takes away, other than the human factor, takes away all of that
yes, sir.
Stuff, that the problem that you're talking about, crossovers and.
Yes, sir. You're in a much better start. You know, you never know when a connection's going to naturally go bad. You know, you have mechanical error from time to time, but starting from with a fresh new slate of especially better wiring, it does eliminate the majority of the, you know, those day-to-day issues.
Okay. I'm good.
And Charlie, this the bid again, we have the new contract with you for the internet service that includes the, what's it called, the PRX?
The PRI.
PRI.
That feeds the phone system, yes sir. That's $700, I believe.
So that $700 goes away under.
You said that $700 fee from us would go away. And then I think the understanding of whatever you're paying for your maintenance for your existing phone system, that would naturally go away from your expense as well. And just again, I know we discussed it last time, but we're including adds and drops as part of this bid, you know, as part of our monthly service fees that we're including adds and drops. And again, given the learning curve challenges, and that's up to the individual and their ability to adopt that, you know, there's other opportunities. I'd like to give an example, a recent example of this great snow that we just had and ice made a lot of businesses have to shut early, and it also maybe even delayed a lot of schools on their start times. One of the things that we were able to do is we were able to tell a handful of our employees to stay home and log on with their laptops that we had issued to them. And they stayed home and they were actively answering calls from the house just by turning on their laptop, and we had our IP phone system routed to their headsets on their laptops. So we didn't miss any calls. We were able still to attend to customers calling in for service or payments and that sort of thing. So that's just some of the adaptive, you know, possibilities you can do more with an IP system, and I know as well as some of the other phone systems being proposed as well. But those are just going with a new system in general. It opens up to maybe efficiencies and new dynamics.
Yeah, just to follow up on the judge's question. So if we don't use ETEX, the $700 charge would remain.
Because that would be the fee, you know, by the number of trunks, and that would be required to feed that the phone system. That would be the service to provide that trunk or that connectivity to the outside world for that phone system.
Okay.
One last thing. In the installation, the cabling, I don't know if y'all looked at the library, but we need the library included too. So if that's an addition, if that's a little more.
That was not looked at.
Yeah. Run down there and look at it, because it's...
That building was built in 86, so it's not that old.
I'll go look at it.
Just a lot of public computers. So that might bump that up a little bit.